Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamre by Avram Golder and here Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Vav, the ninth parak Or Vaharotev. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. A Mishnah states Hakelv Sha'achol Basar Meis. If a dog ate flesh from a dead body, and the dog died and is lying with its neck in the threshold of a house, and its body containing the Basar Meis outside, there are four opinions. Rav Meir says Yesh Betzavaru Paseach Tefach. If there's a tefach of space in its neck, meaning its neck measures a cubic tefach, the tuma enters the house through ohel. Otherwise, it does not. Rav Yossi's statement is interpreted in two parts. Number one, roin. We assess if there is a cubic tefach of airspace inside the dog's neck to convey tuma, unlike Rav Meir, who includes the neck itself in the tefach. Number two, although Rav Meir holds that tuma transfers wherever the dog's mouth is in the threshold, Rav Yossi says this applies only mekeneged hashakov lifnim, if its mouth is from the doorstep and inwards. Rav Elazar says that if its mouth is inside the house is tahor, but if its mouth is outside and its hindquarters are inside, the house is tamei, mifnei shetuma yotzei derech shulav, because the tuma exits through its hindquarters. Rav Yehuda ben Maaser says that either way, the house is tamei. Point number two, Rav Shimon says, Shosh tumos parshos min ameis. There are three tumos which emerge from a dead body, shtayim b'kol achas u'shlishis ein behen, each of which has two of a mace's abilities to transmit tuma, but lacks the third. Rashi notes that there are many other tumos of a mace, such as a kazayis of flesh, but those transmit tuma in all three methods of maga, masa, and ohel. Number one, mali tarvet rekav. A ladleful of decomposed corpse dust is matami through masa and ohel, but not through maga, since one cannot be in contact with the entire ladleful at once. Mechem ago, where then is tuma from a mace through contact? Imachas mehen, with either the other two. Number two, etzem kasaora. The bone, the size of a barley corn, is matami through masa and maga, but not through ohel. This is known through halacha Moshe Mesinai. And number three, gola v'dofek. The wall and cover of a coffin are matami through maga and ohel, but not masa. Rashi discusses the source for this distinction. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, akbar shechetzu bas v'chetzu adama. Regarding a dead mouse, which is half flesh and half earth. The Tanakhama says one who touches the flesh is tamei, but one who touches the earth remains tahor. Yehuda says, afa nogei ba'adama shekneged abasa tamei. Even one who touches the earth opposite the flesh is tamei. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, this ruling only applies if it developed into a sheretz over one entire side. Otherwise, even touching the flesh would not render him tamei. Others teach the statement specifically regarding Rabbi Yehuda's ruling, that even touching the earth opposite the flesh is tamei. Accordingly, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says that touching earth is only matame if the entire other side of the mouse has developed as a sheretz. According to this version, touching the flesh of the mouse can be matame even if it has not fully developed into a sheretz across one entire side. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A Mishnah states, Hakelv she'achol basar meis. If a dog ate flesh from a dead body, and the dog died and is lying with its neck in the threshold of a house, and its body containing the basar meis outside, there are four opinions. Rav Meir says, Yesh betzavaru paseach tefach. If there's a tefach of space in its neck, meaning its neck measures a cubic tefach, the tuma enters the house through ohel. Otherwise, it does not. Rav Yossi's statement is interpreted in two parts. Number one, roin. We assess if there is a cubic tefach of airspace inside the dog's neck to convey tuma, unlike Rav Meir, who includes the neck itself in the tefach. Number two, although Rav Meir holds that tuma transfers wherever the dog's mouth is in the threshold, Rav Yossi says this applies only mekeneged hashakov lifnim, if its mouth is from the doorstep and inwards. Rav Elazar says that if its mouth is inside the house is tahor, but if its mouth is outside and its hindquarters are inside, the house is tamei, mifnei shetuma yotzei derech shulav, because the tuma exits through its hindquarters. Rav Yehuda ben Maaser says that either way, the house is tamei. Point number two, Rav Shimon says, Shosh tumos parshos min ameis. There are three tumos which emerge from a dead body, shtayim b'kol achas u'shlishis ein behen, each of which has two of a mace's abilities to transmit tuma, but lacks the third. Rashi notes that there are many other tumas of a mace, such as a kazayis of flesh, but those transmit tuma in all three methods of maga, masa, and ohel. Number one, mali tarvet rekav. A ladleful of decomposed corpse dust is matami through masa and ohel, but not through maga, since one cannot be in contact with the entire ladleful at once. Mechem ago, where then is tuma from a mace through contact? Imachas mehen, with either the other two. Number two, etzem kasaora. The bone, the size of a barley corn, is matami through masa and maga, but not through ohel. This is known through halacha Moshe Mesinai. And number three, Golel V'Dofek, the wall and cover of a coffin are matami through Maga and Oel, but not Masa. Rashi discusses the source for this distinction. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Akbar Shechetsu Bas V'Chetsu Adama, regarding a dead mouse which is half flesh and half earth. The Tanakhama says one who touches the flesh is Tameh, but one who touches the earth remains Tahor. Yuda says, Afa nogeba adama shekneged abasar tameh. Even one who touches the earth opposite the flesh is tameh. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, V'hu shehishritz al panei kulo. This ruling only applies if it developed into a sheretz over one entire side. Otherwise, even touching the flesh would not render him tameh. Others teach the statement specifically regarding Rabbi Yehuda's ruling, that even touching the earth opposite the flesh is tameh. Accordingly, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says that touching earth is only metame if the entire other side of the mouse has developed as a sheretz. According to this version, touching the flesh of the mouse can be metame even if it has not fully developed into a sheretz across one entire side. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Chav Vav, and our standard siman is a cuckoo bird clock, a cuckoo bird clock. So here goes. The man who went into the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in its stomach and two men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, and almost fainted when he saw a mouse that is half flesh and half earth. So once again, slow motion. The man who went to the cuckoo bird clock shop, cuckoo bird clock, that must be on Daf Kuf Chav Vav. The man who went to the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in its stomach and two men measuring its neck, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that kelp sha'alcho basar mace, if a dog ate flesh from a dead body and the dog died and is lying with its neck in the threshold of a house and its body containing the basar mace outside, there are four opinions. Rabbi Meir says, if there's a tefach of space in its neck, meaning its neck measures a cubic tefach, the tumah enters the house through ohel, otherwise it does not. Yossi's statement is interpreted in two parts. So, the man who went into the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in his stomach and two men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon says, Shosh tumos poshos mina mace. There are three tumos which emerge from a dead body, each of which has two of a mace's abilities to transmit tumah, but lacks the third. The first, Mali Tarbid Rekev, a ladleful of decomposed corpse dust. The second, Etzim Kasora, a bone the size of a barley cone. And the third, Gol of a Dofik, the wall and cover of a coffin. So the man who went to the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in his stomach and two men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, and almost fainted when he saw a mouse that is half flesh and half earth, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Achbar Shechetsu Bas V'Chetsu Adama, regarding a dead mouse which is half flesh and half earth. The Tanakhama says, one who touches the flesh is Tameh, but one who touches the earth remains Tahor. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa Nogeba Adama Shekeneged Abasar Tameh, even one who touches the earth opposite the flesh is Tameh. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, this ruling only applies if it developed into a sheretz over one entire side. Otherwise, even touching the flesh would not render him Tameh. So once again, the man who went into the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in his stomach and two men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, and almost fainted when he saw a mouse that is half flesh and half earth. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf kuf chav beis. So the siman daf kuf chav beis is corn on the cob. So here goes. The corn on the cob farmer. Corn on the cob? That must be round up. Kuf Chav Beis, the corn on the cob farmer who discovered that the soft skin on the hump of his corn-fed, never-been-used camel was tummy like its meat, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis taught that the ore, the skin of a nevela, is not tummy as a nevela, meaning it's not considered meat. The next Mishnah states, Eosho Orosen Kipsaron, the skins of the following are considered like their meat and transmit the same tumah the meat transmits because their skins are soft. Human skin, the skin of a domestic pig, Yehuda adds the skin of a wild pig, the skin of a tender camel's hump, defined by the Gemara as before it has carried a burden, the skin of a tender calf's head, and the skin of several parts of an animal. So the corn on the cob farmer, who discovered that the soft skin on the hump of his corn-fed, never-been-used camel was tummy, like its meat, was horrified to find a man turning his parents' skins into a corn-themed rug, prompting the rabbinic decree that human skin is tummy, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that human skin is tummy like flesh, Ula says, Devar Torah or Adam Tahor. Biblically, human skin is Tahor. The Rabban declared a Tami because of Gezer Shema Yasa Adam Oros Aviv Imo Shtichin, a decree lest a person will make the skins of his father and mother into spreads. So the corn on the cob farmer who discovered that the soft skin on the hump of his corn-fed, never-been-used camel was tame, like its meat, was horrified to find a man turning his parents' skins into a corn-themed rug, prompting the rabbinic decree that human skin is tame. While nearby, another worker patched a donkey's ear onto his corn basket, making it tahor, which reminds us, we learned in a braisa, ozen chamor shetlabo kupaso, a donkey's ear, which one patched to his basket, becomes tahor because it loses its status as nevela meat and is considered skin. The Gemara explains that patching flesh to a basket renders it tahor without it being trodden upon because the patching is a nullifying act. Merely spreading it out to be stepped upon, however, is insufficient unless it is actually stepped upon. Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. So the symbol for Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel is a cash register going ka-ching. So here goes. When the cash register went ka-ching, ka-ching, that must run Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. When the cash register went ka-ching and opened for the owner to put the change in a flask he was making by skinning an animal, which would be a Yad Letuma, until he got past the chest, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, regarding the skinning process of all behemoths and chayos, kosher or non-kosher, small or large, if it's being skinned l'shatiach for use as a spread, where the hide is first cut lengthwise and then peeled along the animal's sides, the hide can transmit tuma as a yad until kedei achiza. It's sufficient for grasping, but beyond that point, it no longer functions as a yad. If the hide is being skinned chemos for use as a flask, where it's peeled back from the neck without being cut, it functions as a yad, ad sheyabsid as a chaza, until he skins the chest, which is the most difficult part of skinning. So when the cash register went ka-ching and opened for the owner to put the change in a flask he was making by skinning an animal, which would be a yad l'tumah until he got past the chest, it ripped his shirt, which he had toiled that day more than halfway down, making a tahor immediately, which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses a tami talus which one began to tear and states, kaven shenikra rov, once the majority of it is torn, it's no longer considered attached and is tahor. Rav Nachman says this only applies when the talus was immersed in a mikveh that day, but tore it so it would be immediately tahor without waiting for nightfall. Here, since he wasn't concerned about the talus and immersed it, we're confident he'll properly tear its majority without concern for the talus. So when the cash register went ka-ching and opened for the owner to put the change in a flask he was making by skinning an animal, which would be a yad l'tumah until he got past the chest, it ripped his shirt, which he had toveled that day, more than halfway down, making a tahor immediately, which would not have been the halacha had he been wearing his leather apron, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that only a talus, a cloth garment, becomes tahor when its majority is torn, because it cannot be fully restored even if it's sewn back together. But leather is a strong connection, meaning if one tore the majority of a leather garment, it remains tummy because its remaining connection is strong and it can be sewn back together and restored. Ryokan disagrees and holds that even leather becomes tahor when its majority is torn. Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. So the simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet is cookie dough. So here goes. The ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough nevela flavor cookie dough, that must be around Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. The ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough nevela flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tummy from touching a piece of skin with 2 kazesim of nevela attached to it, since he didn't carry it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if 2 zesim of nevela were attached to a hide, Rav Shmuel says, metami b'mas v'lo b'maga. It's metami through carrying, since he carried a full kazais at once, but it's not metami through touching because the two pieces are touched separately. Rav Akiva says it's not even metami with masa. So the ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough nevela flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tummy from touching a piece of skin with 2 kazesim of nevela attached to it, since he didn't carry it, but was dismayed when he heard that he did become tummy from flipping it over and touching the nevela because yesh nogeya v'choze v'nogeya, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel taught that one who touches 2 zesim attached to a hide remains tahor. Barpada says this is only if he touched the meat ma'achra, from behind, through the hide. But if he touched the meat directly from in front, yesh nogeya b'chozim nogeya, there is transmission of tuma through touching and again touching, meaning 2 simultaneous acts of touching the 2 zesim. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if he touched the 2 directly, Rabbi Shmuel would rule him tahor because he holds ein nogeya b'chozim nogeya. So the ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough nevela flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tummy from touching a piece of skin with 2 kazesim of nevela attached to it, since he didn't carry it, but was dismayed when he heard that he did become tummy from flipping it over and touching the nevela because yesh nogeya b'chozim nogeya, and was annoyed at his assistant who pointed out that had he put it on a splinter, he could have carried it around all day with no worry. Which reminds us, Ula said, if one stuck 2 zesim on a splinter. Even if he carries them back and forth all day, he remains towered. The pasuk is written, Nisa, that which is carried, but is read as Nose, one who carries, teaching, being a Nose, who did Nisa bebasachas. We require that one carries Nevela and it is carried as one, not in two pieces, each smaller than a Kazayas. Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Chaf Hei is $1.25. So here it goes. When the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25, $1.25? That must run Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. When the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matami by touching them, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kuli Sam Meis, regarding a marrow bone from a dead body, but Kuli Sam Mukdashim, and a marrow bone from a carbon which became Noser, one who touches them, whether they're closed or punctured, is tame. Although he cannot touch the marrow inside, the bone of a dead body is itself matame, midaraisa. So when the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matame by touching them, and the peddler argued back that at least they're not matame by oel, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that the marrow bone of a dead body is matame with maga, implying that it's not matame through mayo, one who forms a roof over it. Accordingly, the bone must have less than a kazayas of flesh. Furthermore, it cannot contain a kazayas of moach, marrow inside, because such enclosed tumma is bokas ba'ola. It breaks through its covering, meaning the bone, and rises, and would be matame through ohel. So when the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matame by touching them, and the peddler argued back that at least they're not matame ba'ohel, another customer pointed out that they are already tame ba'ohel because they're above a mace separated by rope meshwork that's within a tefach of the body, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi says, Chavuli mita, v'sirigei chalonos, the interlaced ropes of a bed and the interlaced bars of a window can form a chatzitza between a lower and upper floor. Thus, if a mace is on the lower floor and someone on the upper floor touches a space opposite the holes in the meshwork, he remains taur. However, if the ropes were spread out in the air over a mace, one who touches a space opposite the holes becomes tamei through oil because the ropes do not form a chatzitza between the floors when they are not part of the structure. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn that Ula holds that two half zesim of nevela on a splinter are not matami with masa? That's on daf Kuf Chaf Dalad. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss the din of a basar mace inside a dead dog in the entrance of a house? That's on daf Kuf Chaf Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss what the halach is of combining two shomrim together? That's on daf Kufya tests. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that human skin is tamei midrabbanan to prevent making one's parents' skins into spreads? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss the three tumas which emerge from a dead body, each of which has two of a mace's abilities to transmit tuma, but lacks the third? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss congealed liquid which exudes from the meat, which combines with the meat for the shear to transmit tumah? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a machlokas of ein nogea b'chos v'nogea? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss one becoming tummy due to a rope meshwork within a tefach above a mace? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 9. Which daf to discuss the tuma status of a dead mouse, which is half flesh and half earth? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf Vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf to learn that a donkey's ear, which one patched to his basket, becomes taur because it's a nullifying act? That's on daf. Kuf Chaf Beis. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.